Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Salka, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Professor Crew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, Chief of Peace, Azadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Chief of Peace, Ariah, and Holy Apostle, Chief of Peace, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, Elect Ladies, and Holy Women in our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of State, Cities, Boroughs, Departments, and Units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major King Shield General. I want to say shalom to all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains of the Officers of the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters in our nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is Deuteronomy chapter 28, part 2. Excuse me, last week I was not able to do the radio show. We had a bishop's meeting at world headquarters, so we weren't able to be on last week, but we're back on this Saturday. And hopefully everyone had a peaceful Sabbath and a Shabbat Shalom. That's true, Aharon. How was your Sabbath today?
Tawab, sir.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And please excuse me. I got coming down with a little cold, but I'm going to be all right. I had a good unit work in Eugene, Oregon today. Had a very interesting conversation with a brother from Guatemala and his visit to India and the Himalayan mountains. You meet a lot of interesting people when you're out doing unit work, when you're out doing the work of God. A lot of interesting people. Let's get right into it. So a summary of 2 weeks ago. Basically, we showed that the people that befell the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28 were the children of Israel. and how would you be able to identify the children of Israel in the year 2017 is by the signs and wonders and curses that befell the children of Israel, and you match those up with what's going on with the people in the nation today. And that's how you know who the children of Israel are in this present day 2000. So, again, let's just read Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 1, and Deuteronomy 28 and 15.
And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day.
So, again, the word of God was given to Moses to give to the children of Israel to keep God's commandments. And that's how you show that you love God. And we're familiar with the first John. Let's get first John. Chapter 5 and verse 3, please.
For this is the love of God, and his commandments are not grievous.
Again, what is the love of God? That you keep God's commandments. How do you show God you love him? By keeping his commandments. Everybody understand that? That's how you show God you love him. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. In verse 1, please. Read verse 1, then read verse 15.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
So again, God made it plain. God told Moses to tell the children of Israel, if they serve and obey me and keep my laws, statutes, and commandments, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to put them above all nations. But guess what? If they disobey me, then I'm going to bring forth curses upon them, similar to those curses that fell upon the Egyptians. You see, the Egyptians still ain't right. The Egyptians still have not recovered from the curses that God put upon them when the children of Israel exodus left Egypt. Still has not been the same. So you definitely don't want to mess with God. You want to be on God's good side. Again, Ezra asked God a question. Why is it that the heathen are ruling over us, and why are we not in power? Let's get that in the Apocrypha. Second Ezra. Chapter 6. And start at verse 55. Again, just a precept showing you that we're supposed to be above all nations. That's not racist. That's not bigotry. That's not nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to be above all nations. But again, we won't listen. We hard headed. We stiff that. We rebellious. We just won't do what God commands us to do. So you see, there's penalties for not listening to God, just like there's penalties for not listening to your parents. Tell us what you have, sir.
2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 55.
Come on. I mean, read on.
All this have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou madest the world for our sakes.
You see that? Again, Ezra, the prophet Ezra, is reminding God, God, you remember? You made the world for our sake. He didn't say for everybody's sake. He said, remember, Lord, you made the world for our sake. Read on.
Verse 56. As for the other people, which also come of Adam.
They came from Adam. They came out of Adam through Noah in the flood. So that's for the other people. The people that came also from Adam and from Noah and that lineage, Noah's three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Again, Shem bringing forth Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, being the father, but generally the 12 tribes of Israel. Like people, all the of Adam, read.
Thou hast said that they are nothing, but be like unto spittle, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls from a vessel.
Again, remember, Lord, all of them, all of the non-Israelite people, all of the heathen, all of the nations, all of them are nothing, Lord. Remember that. Be like unto spit. And if you take all the heathen, all the non-Israelite nations and put them all together, it ain't number the drop in a bucket. Matter of fact, a drop that falleth from the vessel. Read.
Verse 57. And now, O Lord, behold, these heathen, which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be lords over us and to devour us.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says, and now, O Lord, behold, these heathen. Y'all thought Aunt Esther made that up when she's always called Fred Sanford a heathen. You old heathen. You old fish-eyed fool. You heathen. Y'all thought Aunt Esther made that word up. You see what the Bible calling nations? Heathen. These heathen. It says, which have ever been reputed as nothing. You can go all the way back to the beginning when the Lord referred to them as creeping things in Genesis. They was always nothing. It says, now they lords over us. They lords over us. How is that, Lord? Read.
Verse 50. But we thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fervent lover, are given into their hands.
Again, the prophet Ezra is reminding the Lord, listen, we your people. Matter of fact, not only are we your people, we your firstborn. And if you know anything about the firstborn gets inheritance of the father. If God is our father and we the firstborn, guess what? It could be a gazillion people on the earth. But guess what? Everything going to who? Us. It says, and thy fervent lover, it says, are given into their hands. They rule over us.
59. If the world not be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
See, again, the prophet Ezra reminded the Lord. He said, Lord, if the world is actually made for our sakes, if you create the world for our sakes, why don't we possess an inheritance with the world? And the prophet Ezra asked the Lord, how long is this going to happen? How long do we have to endure the heathen being over us? How long? Not long. But again, we got to go all the way back to whose fault is it? We're going to point some fingers. Whose fault is it? Why are we in this captivity? Is it God's fault? Let's find out. Let's get Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 20.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
You see what the Bible just said, brothers and sisters? It says, the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed. We must have did something terrible to God for him to talk about his only begotten, his firstborn, to talk about them like this. We must have did something terrible to God. It says, till thou perish quickly. Listen closely, brothers and sisters. Because why is God doing this? Why is God putting these curses upon us? Why are we going through all this? It says, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. You see that, brothers and sisters? It says not only were we wicked, it says we forsook God. How about thank God that we're still alive? Here it is, we God's people, and we forsook him, turned our backs on him. We ought to be glad to still be alive and living. Brothers and sisters. Remember, the Lord don't need us. He said he raised up stones to serve him. Every morning, the animals, they praise God. The birds, they praise God. They get up before you do. Birds be chirping. Still be dark outside. No sun. Dawn just be breaking. Birds be out there chirping, praising God. Here it is, you rolling around in sheets, hitting snooze buttons and all that. So much you tired. Tired of doing what? Listen, and a lot of y'all not even resting on the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is not Sunday. Stop it. Look up the word seventh day is Saturday all day. The Sabbath has always been Saturday. Here it is, the devil got y'all washing cars on the Sabbath and going to the mall and going to the movies and hanging out with your buddies and hanging out in Starbucks coffee shops and going to birthday parties, everything else besides focusing on him. You've been duped. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. Where that day you're supposed to be resting from the world, resting from your jobs, and focusing on God, praising him, giving him thanks. You're doing that on the wrong day. Some of y'all ain't even doing it right. You know you ain't going to church tomorrow to praise God, to worship God. You're going to church tomorrow to look at Sister Betty, see how short her skirt is. That's what you're going to do. Stop lying. Going to church to hear the choir sing, to be entertained, basically. And some of y'all going to church just for the food. Man, I heard they making fish tomorrow. With some of that cornbread and black-eyed peas and macaroni and cheese. A word? Oh, let me make sure I got my pants is on and my shoes is shine. Come on, man. Y'all got it all wrong about the church. You understand that? The church is a business. It's a business. All about money. All about money. Now, if the church ain't all about money, then let the pot stop. Let the pot stop being passed around and see what happens. Go a month without passing that pot around. See what happens. That's enough on the church. Let's get back. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And jump to verse 25.
Verse 25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Again, it says the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. And you can see that today, how these corrupt police officers are killing our black men, our black women. How black life don't matter. You could just be killed by our enemy or by our own people. Nobody gives a damn. Well, we become a hashtag. It says, thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. You see that? You have a corner filled with strong black men, black warriors. And let a police car come by with one police officer in it. Everybody run. Ain't nobody committing no crime. Ain't nobody doing nothing wrong. But just one police car show up, one cop car, everybody run. We've been conditioned to run from the police. It says, and shall be removed kingdoms of the earth. And when you look at the children of Israel, we were under all the kingdoms of the earth. Starting off with the Ethiopian kingdom, the Babylonian kingdom, the Egyptian kingdom, the Persian kingdom, the Medes kingdom. We were under captivity by the Moabites, the Ammonites. And now we're under the Edomite kingdom, Edomite captivity. Whether they call themselves Brits, Romans, Grecian, Germans, Russians, all Edomites. Italians, all Edomites. Again, these are curses that will befall God's people. Why? Because of our wickedness, and because we forsook him. Give me verse 30.
Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof.
Again, brothers and sisters, it says, thou shalt betroth a wife, meaning you're going to get your wife, you're going to engage to marry her, you're going to marry her. It says, another man shall lie with her. Who is that other man that lied with our wives? The slave master, anytime he wanted to. Nobody could do about it. We fought back, he was killed. It says, thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. We built America. We built America. We built Washington, D.C. We built all these buildings and skyscrapers you see. America is great because of us. You got a jackass in the White House talking about make America great. We made America great. The Israelites made America great. And the reason why we're not benefiting from it is because we forsook God. And we're still making America great. As the athletes and entertainers of this country. It says, thou shalt plant a vineyard, thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Again, not only did we plant vineyards, we picked cotton. We picked tobacco. We picked oranges, peaches, apples. For pennies. It made America rich. Give me verse 32.
Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fill with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand.
Again, our children being forcibly taken from us. The slave master forcibly took our children from us, and nothing we can do about it. And our eyes fell, we cried all day and night. System is still taking our children from us with DHS, Department of Human Services, Child Protective Services, coming into your house, taking our children out of from our hands, out of our families. Nothing we can do about it. Why? Because we forsook God. Brothers and sisters, guess what? It's time to come back to God. It's time to humble yourselves and come back to God and repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Until next Saturday, I say shalom, and thank you for tuning in to the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Good night.